California is suing some of the world's biggest oil and gas companies for allegedly deceiving the public about their role in causing climate change. Michael Copley joins us from NPR's Climate Desk to talk about what's happening. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Aisha.
So this lawsuit, it was filed Friday in California State Court. Tell us a bit about what's going on. What is California accusing these companies of?
Yeah, so what California is saying is that executives at some of the biggest oil companies like Exxon and Chevron lied to the public about the dangers of fossil fuels and climate change. So the lawsuit says that these companies knew for decades that burning fossil fuels would raise global temperatures and cause the kind of catastrophic impacts we're seeing now, like explosive wildfires, extreme storms. But rather than warn the public, the lawsuit says these companies put out disinformation, that by doing that, they delayed society from trying to limit global warming.
So states and localities have filed dozens of lawsuits against oil and gas companies making similar accusations. This isn't the first one. So what makes this one stand out?
California is a huge economy, and so they're going to have a lot of resources they can bring to bear in this case. And I think there's a sense that they're going to add muscle to cases brought by other states like Rhode Island and Minnesota, cities like Honolulu and Hoboken. And the feeling is that you could see California's lawsuit usher in more suits from other parts of the country. That's according to Mike Mino. He's a spokesperson for the Center for Climate Integrity. It's a group that works to hold fossil fuel companies accountable for their impacts on climate change.
This is not going to be the last one of these cases filed, and we can expect more of them to come as the evidence against big oil grows stronger and as similar cases get closer and closer to having their day in court to put these polluters on trial.
You know, I think it's also notable that California has been hit really hard by the impacts of climate change. Rising sea levels threaten a lot of the state's coastline. They've had devastating wildfires. In just the past couple of years, what we've seen is insurance companies pulling back from the state, home insurance companies pulling back to avoid billions of dollars in damage. So what California wants is for these companies to pay into a fund to deal with the impacts of climate change.
What are the companies saying about the lawsuit?
So Shell, one of the companies named in the lawsuit, said the courtroom's the wrong place to deal with the issue of climate change, that what we need is government policy and sort of concerted action from across the economy. It's worth noting that the Supreme Court this year allowed some other similar cases to move forward in state courts. We know that the American Petroleum Institute, another defendant in this California case, called the case meritless and politicized. You know, I think critics of the oil and gas industry think it's kind of interesting hearing the industry talk about the need for government policy, since the industry is accused of working against government policy to deal with climate change for years and years.
Frankly, that's just more disinformation from big oil, because these cases don't seek to solve climate change or enact climate policies.
That was Mike Mino again from the Center for Climate Integrity. And he says what these cases are about is holding companies accountable for alleged wrongdoing.
So the reality is lawsuits move, you know, pretty slowly, but global temperatures are steadily going up. What are scientists saying about the risks the world is facing from climate change right now?
Greenhouse gas emissions from fossil fuels are the main driver of global warming. Emissions keep going up, so temperatures keep rising. What climate scientists have said is that we need to limit warming to about 1.5 degrees Celsius to avoid some really catastrophic impacts. We're nowhere close to that. We're headed for about 2.5 degrees Celsius of warming. And the impacts of that warming are becoming more and more visible. You know, this week in Libya, thousands of people died when catastrophic flooding caused dams to break. You know, what we know is that climate change makes heavy rain more common. A hotter atmosphere holds more moisture. So average rainstorms and hurricanes can get a lot more dangerous. And what scientists say is that these impacts are going to keep getting worse as people keep putting more greenhouse gas emissions up into the atmosphere.
That's NPR's Michael Copley. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aisha.